6 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock, and it's Thursday, May 26, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thanks so much for joining us. Our toll-free number, once again, 844-769-2944. We probably are only going to be taking calls. We got a heavy, heavy load of guests today. We've got Dr. Tuat coming back on the show with us. He is, the last time he was on this show, we were barraged with phone calls. It's a good thing. We have an Oklahoma gubernatorial candidate this year, Dr. Mark Sherwood. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, he spoke at the Clay Clark Reawaken America tour in Myrtle Beach. We crossed paths. He has spoken at him before, I'm pretty sure. Batya Unger Sargon, an opinion editor at Newsweek, is also going to be joining us at the bottom of next hour. So we've got a whole slate of interesting guests here to talk about today's events and what in the Hades is going on in your world. We've got 10% off of Miracle 2 and Willard Water this week at the Power Mall and the new iComplex. If you happen to have a bottle of that stuff and it says DOM322, that means data manufacturer. It's not an expiration date. So don't call Jay because, you know, we sent you the good stuff. We really did. Basic essentials, a lot of what makes complete essentials great in a smaller, cheaper, more portable package now at the Power Mall, new from Optivita. Optivita. You can say it either way. Everybody has a different pronunciation. You say tomato, I say tomato. New book at the Power Mall, by the way, the head-to-toe calcium bentonite clay by Perry A. And you can also get a supply of the clay, take a bath with it. It's got complete instructions in the book. You're going to love this stuff. You 1 or 4 pound sizes available at the Power Mall. We've got closeouts too as well, 50% off. Grown by nature, iron and molybdenum, calcium, potassium, vitamin A and zinc. Also the Hysorc Cube 10 from Good Health Naturally, also on closeout. You can view them all at thepowermall.com simply by clicking on the link to closeouts. It'll get you right there. And also, of course, now, it is with profound sadness that we report the untimely passing of International Health Company founder, producer of our Super Silver, Glenn Parnham, who joined Jesus as Lord and Savior on Thursday the 19th. That was a week ago following a lengthy illness, and we're just getting word of it here at the Power Hour. He fought valiantly to recover, trying to get his health back until the very end, and it got him. So he is not around anymore. God rest his soul. And, of course, if you have prayer requests, we have a link at thepowerhour.com. Get your name in there or whoever you want us to pray for, and we have a network of people that will give a big amen to whatever your needs are. We even do it live on the show, too. We have a newsletter out there. Follow us on social media for Power Hour updates, news, and more. But you can actually get a newsletter simply by going to the Power Hour and clicking on the link for the newsletter. We're also on Facebook as far as the Power Mall go. And then when you are on there, you'll see the Buy Me a Coffee. You'll see that pop up. This is a way to make a donation. It's what keeps us going. You're a dedicated Power Hour listener. And you like hearing the show, you can click on the Support Us tab. It'll take you to the same location. And you can make a donation. You can be a team supporter or just make a one-time buy a cup of coffee. Or make a donation. We've had people make $500 donations just randomly, anonymously, because they enjoy the show. And we appreciate you. Appreciate your doing that, your generosity. It's always welcome. It keeps us on the air and keeps the truth and the news coming. Speaking of the news, this summer, power grids worldwide are not going to be producing enough electricity to meet soaring demand, threatening more than 1 billion people with rolling blackouts. Grids are stretched thin. Why? Well, you can thank little Joey in the White House. Scarecrow. Fossil fuel shortages, drought and heat waves, commodity disruptions and soaring prices due to the war in Ukraine. I wonder about the war in Ukraine really affecting all of this. The bigger problem I have is how much of it is truth and how much of it is propaganda to try to get us to toe the line and agree we need to be in Ukraine. There's a lot of us out there that don't think we need to be in Ukraine. if you get my drift. You combine all of this together, you don't get bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. What you get is a perfect storm of blackouts, which threatens much of the Northern Hemisphere. One of the reasons I know that a lot of you have gone out and bought the Patriot generators, the 1800-watt, and maybe even some of the smaller units so you can keep charging your cell phones. Nothing wrong with that. They're out there. All sorts of different. Just, you know, do your homework. Regions that concern Bloomberg are Asia, Europe, and the U.S., where there's not enough power to go around when cooling demand is set to surge as households crank up their AC units. Asia's heat wave has caused hours-long daily blackouts. Pakistan, Myanmar, Sri Lanka, and India. Six Texas power plants failed earlier this month as the summer heat just began to arrive. Preview of what's to come. Meanwhile, your friend and mine, Bill Gates, why are we still buying Microsoft products? This man is getting rich off this, plus all his investments now. See, Microsoft made him rich, and then he reinvested. Smart businessman. Unfortunately, his morals... Well, for starters, he's hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein. What does that make him a pedophile? Does it? I ask a question. I'm not accusing him of being a pedophile, but if he was, that would be an interesting question to ask, huh? Do you like little boys? As long as they're under the age of 18? Billy boy? Yeah, he's got this little thing out that he wrote, Global Epidemic Response and Mobilization, or GERM. He has a GERM team. He's building a pandemic response team for the World Health Organization. Yeah, Billy Boy wants to be right on top of that. You gotta love it when that happens. You know, he wants this world takeover. He wants domination, and he wants to have his little pick of the kids, right, Billy? Is that right? Are you a pedo, Billy? You hung out with Jeffrey Epstein. What does that tell the rest of us, Billy? Cherry in Kansas, what does that tell you?
Yeah, I heard someone do a play a clip that was an expose on Tedros guy, and that so many people, they just renewed his deal for head of the World Health Organization, I heard, and this guy is so evil. I mean, he's not only unqualified for the job, but he's evil.
Who says you have to be qualified to have a job like that, where you're basically sentencing people to death?
Yesterday, Mark Anderson has a show on RBN, and he's also writes for the American Free Press, and he spends a lot of time down at the border. He's a snowbird in the wintertime, but I think he's down there at the border still in Texas. And he did a show where he was listened to and commented on the deal about this shooting at Uvalde. Is that where it is, Uvalde?
Yes, that's where it was, at Robb Elementary School.
Yeah, talking about all the contra indications here on things that were heard. I think some of it must have been over, I don't know that they were actually listening to scanners. I think they were just getting what they press stuff from the police, but it was really interesting. This morning on my local news, it was Fox News on national news, but they played it on a local AM station. And they were saying, this one guy said that his daughter was shot, or his cousin's daughter or something, was shot five times. And okay, now this guy, let's see, he shoots 19 people, and now I heard that there are 17 that are injured. And how many magazines did this guy go through? And
the security guard was not armed. My understanding is nobody in that school was possessing a weapon. And that, the state of Texas actually is checking through their statutes right now to clarify any misconstruction of the language in there. They want armed resource officers in those schools to shut down garbage like that. So this trash that came into that school, I don't know whether it's mind control. If somebody got a hold of this kid, we don't know. They killed him. They killed the evidence. They can't question this kid and find out, you know, if there's any Manchurian crap in his system. We don't know. You know, but the kid obviously had a mental problem. You don't go shoot up a school. You just don't do it unless you've got a mental problem.
What's the biggest magazine you can have for an AR-15?
Right now, a 30-round clip.
Okay. But
that
still,
I'm aware of.
Now, you were saying yesterday that you'd heard that they were out at recess, but someone said that he was actually in a classroom. So,
well, he was looking for going from classroom to classroom when he shot it up. And see, this is why I'm saying we heard they were at recess. Somebody said they were at recess. It was a third grader that said it and was talking to a reporter. The thing is that everybody ran back inside when the guy whipped his gun out and came in the back door. Somebody said he ripped a warning shot outdoors. I'm not sure even if that's true. People see and hear things in the height of the moment, the peak of the moment, and nobody knows, you know, because they don't remember or they're traumatized and they block certain things out of what they tell authorities. We don't know. They're still unraveling details about this whole thing and how it unraveled and why the resource officer, how he managed to get around him. You know, there's a lot of unanswered questions that I still don't believe that this was another, and I mean, you know, we're getting people saying it was a false flag attack, and for what purpose? You know, Biden obviously went on camera and started this crap the way he did about, we need more gun laws and I told you so, and we don't need to hear that. We already are aware that, you know, it's who has the gun. Guns don't kill people. Mr. Biden seems to forget that like he forgets everything else, like who he is on any given day.
Well, I heard someone say last night that this guy missed a lot of school because he was being bullied because he had a stuttering problem and he wasn't going to graduate this year because he didn't attend school enough. But
yeah, we dropped
why
out,
would you go
to what
shoot
the report
up
said.
A third or fourth grader class when, you know, your peers are bullying you?
True. Yeah, you pick on somebody that can't fight back. Is that it? Is that that's usually what bullies do?
They turn around and repeat what happened to them. You know, I still have a lot of questions, and if they're not transparent, you know, I just don't see how he could buy those guns in the first place.
Well, he's 18 year old. You're allowed to own a gun at 18 in Texas.
Yeah, but I heard last night that he bought two AR-15s, and he obviously bought a bunch of magazines.
And ammo.
You know, they said that's dropping a lot of coin.
Well, it is, because an AR-15 on the open market these days, depending on what kind of AR-15 it is, because there's several manufacturers, Colt being the leader, you're going to pay, you know, at least $1,200 for one of those. So where he got that money is beyond me, because with tax and everything else, the kid would have had to drop damn near $3,000. Where'd he get that kind of money? Unless you stole it.
Yeah. Okay, Dave, that's all I had. Thanks, bye.
Yep, lots of questions, Sherry. Appreciate your call. Scott Ritter, we think, jumped the gun in calling the $40 billion Ukrainian aid bill a game changer. Once you take and part and parcel the details, the media is, again, misleading the American public on the reality of where the money's going. So, Mark Kansian at the Center for Strategic and International Studies broke it all down. $19 billion is for immediate military support. And Thoroughly Modern Milley, by the way, I'm talking about General Milley, Thoroughly Modern in the way that he's woke, wants to actually send troops into Ukraine to go to the American embassy. and hang out there. Right. A likely story, Millie. No respect for this guy whatsoever. He's a turncoat and a traitor. Guy needs to be executed by firing squad in my book. $3.9 billion to sustain U.S. forces deployed to Europe. So you see, when Vladimir hears stuff like this, what do you think he thinks? Well, looks like they're beefing up their proxy war. Sustain U.S. forces deployed to Europe. Why would U.S. forces? They're already sustained. They're there already. What do we need $3.9 billion for? $16 billion for economic support to Ukraine and global humanitarian relief. $16 billion is going from our taxpayer dollars into the hands of the Ukrainian government. And where do you think that money's going to go? $16 billion of it? You think Zelensky's going to put a bunch of it into his own pocket? Happened in Afghanistan. Why not here? It's nutty. You know, we're just, our government is so bloody trusting. These politicians are bought and paid for. I'm convinced of it. Lots of things coming into your inbox today. And that's, you know, we're just covering all the mainstream stuff. We've had John Moore, the Liberty Man. He talked to J.R. Nyquist. And this is, of course, Mike Adams from Natural News, stating that China is preparing for a D-Day invasion of the continental United States with forces to land on the beaches of California as Biden and Newsom serve as China's accomplices. Yeah. Okay, and so the question was posited to me off air yesterday, just how many Americans would actually call to arms to defend themselves? And what happens if all of these Chinese people that are invading our soil are Chinese bots that have been cultured for 20 years, and the only way to take them out is with an EMP attack? You have to disrupt their electronics in their brain. You know, robots, really? Augmented cyber warfare, orbital space weapons? Gee, now that almost sounds like EMP. An activation of CCP civilians currently embedded in corporations and governments around the world. Wow. We're just getting reports in also, actor Ray Liotta is dead at age 67. News just came in through the Daily Caller. Just want to let you know that. Ray Liotta, he's played a lot of Italian character roles in mafia movies. Dead at 67 years of age. Just got that news in. Late breaking. But apparently there was leaked audio that was supposed to have originated from a meeting of China's top war generals, revealing elaborate plans for a land invasion in the near future waged by the People's Liberation Army. I don't know exactly how much credibility there is. The leaked audio out of China with a full English transcript and translation has been published by whistleblower Jennifer Zhang. There, we're going to give you a link to that. You surmise whether or not you think we all need to start buying more guns and ammo, because if we're invaded and an actual physical invasion on the beaches of California, you know what all those people on the beach are going to do? You really think they're going to run? Laying there getting a tan? Wow. Hey, man, here, hey, man, have some of this.
Oh, far out, man.
Hey, Cheech and Chong from the past, what do you think?
Oh, far out, man, like I'm gonna go work with the Chinese Communist Party, man.
Oh, no, you're not, man, you're gonna run, you're a chicken. I'm old cucumber head, that's what they call me, but you're a chicken. You're gonna run just like the rest of those people in California.
There's your little Cheech and Chong impersonation. Yeah, they're all wusses out there. You find out what happens when they come and they start shooting at people on the beach. Yeah, we'll see how many people actually pull their weapons and attempt to defend themselves. They'll probably, as soon as they bang on the door, they'll hand their guns over to them. These people are wimps out there. They don't get it. All these rich people think that, you know, here's the funny thing about it. We're not allowed to have guns, yet people like Cori Bush. She's got security guards with guns. All these concert stars have security guards with guns. No, we're not allowed to own a gun? Really, Joe? Joe, you're sick, twisted. I could get into this really bad now, see, because what does Joe have? Secret Service. And what do they have? Guns. Oh, it's okay for them, but not for us. Yeah, we the people, we're screwed. No, we're not. We the people have every right to stand up and defend ourselves. Davos attendees, meanwhile, at the annual World Economic Forum, with the head of the World Food Program warning of famines around the world. Lions and tigers and bears, oh my. Repeat after me. Lions and tigers and bears, oh my. Yeah, if you're going to fall for some of this garbage, understand that this is only a handful of people that are trying to dictate and mandate what the rest of us are going to do. We the people, I mean, if you have, for example, just 100 million people in America with guns, nobody is going to take this country. When people have enough warning and they can prepare, they'll be ready. And the thing is you got to get past the idea that the federal government has the complete say-so of how the states work. No, they don't. The states have, by the 10th Amendment and parts of the 9th Amendment, free rein to do what they want without federal interference. So we'll see just how many military they're willing to commit to the beaches of California if we have this D-Day invasion like they're saying. Yeah, it's just crazy. You hear all this stuff and it's like, okay, where are these people getting this information? How do we know it wasn't deliberately leaked? And you know, while we're all mourning what happened in Texas, well, Texas gubernatorial candidate Beto O'Rourke was escorted out of Greg Abbott's press conference yesterday. He started making a political stink about it. And they told him to go piss up a drainpipe and threw him out of the press conference. They were trying to mourn people, and you got insensitive jerks like O'Rourke running around. I don't know what to think about that. I'm sure you have an opinion. Dave Krieger on the Power Hour. It's been wonderful in this segment. Dr. Two Odds coming up after the break. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Rest Vital Caps, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Purely C, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Orega Rest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine of the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. LivingStream's probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your LivingStream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and LivingStream's probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with LivingStream's probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. LivingStream's probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Thursday, May 26, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Oh, by the way, we forgot to mention Mother Earth Minerals. Healthy Balance is 10% off this week at the Power Mall. And the reason that we mention that is because we've got Dr. True Ott on the program once again. Last time he was on, the phone lines went crazy. Hey, you know, they are always open, 844-769-2944, especially if you use Healthy Balance. That's always a good thing. We were talking about Linus Pauling, and now there's all sorts of stuff that we were talking about in our last show. And, of course, that, of course, sparked interest from our phone callers, which is always a good thing. Dr. Ott's independent research also verified the importance of free electrons in nutritional water-soluble mineral supplements, as well as ultra-pure drinking water and oxygen molecules. He developed a patent-pending drinking water product that attaches free electrons to the hydrogen and oxygen molecules in ultra-pure medicinal-grade water, making it negatively charged with extra free electrons, and then introduced it to individuals suffering from chronic conditions such as diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, and such. It's really, really good as far as reducing symptoms associated with chronic disease. But, you know, there's a lot of other things besides the fact society's unfortunately taken water for granted. You know, there's something that we're always worried about, too, and whether you're going to have enough of it, just like electricity with the grid failing. And then we got this issue with the digital currency we're going to get to here in a minute, what everybody's got planned for us. I think most of us would rather deal in cash if we could, but with COVID lockdown, guess what they've got you to behave? With your credit card, shop online, have it delivered to your door. We still have people doing that, right, Dr. Ott?
Oh, absolutely. That's definitely the whole crux of the so-called Great Reset, Dave. It's never been about a virus or a pandemic. It's been about 100% about scaring people, making them afraid, making them believe the mind control that's out of the mainstream media. But the bottom end result, as I've written back in 1990, this is all about the coming, what I called in my book, the coming rush to liquidity and a cashless society. When that happens, not if, but when, and it's coming very, very soon, it's the ultimate control. It's the ultimate invasion of your privacy and the ultimate draconian Big Brother move. The last one. It's the last grabbing of the straw. Okay? I can't overemphasize that enough. And yes, I do a lot of work in minerals and getting people healthy. But please, what good is all that if you really cannot buy, sell, trade, move, and truck and worldwide? This central bank digital currency called CBDC, the four letters, is coming right now. They're formalizing the final platform plan in the World Economic Forum. I'm telling you, my inside sources there, Dave, are promising me that Biden will probably make the announcement as early as middle of June, and it's a couple weeks, that they're phasing out all printing of the United States Federal Reserve note and making it eventually by November 22nd absolutely illegal to use. And we're talking about your coins as well, everything gone. Everything gone. And it's not just the U.S. Federal Reserve. No, it's the Bank of England. It's Canadian. It's Australian. It's all over. It's all going to go one world currency. It is done. It is all done. You just haven't heard about it yet. But if you're listening to the show, you know now. Okay. The non-fungible tokens, they call them NFTs, which are the crypto base. that's what's being rolled out in a double lightning format that's all tied into the quantum computers again there in Tennessee at the Oak Ridge National Laboratory. They've been working on this for at least 15 years that I've tracked. I just didn't, you know, they needed the 5G network. They needed all of this to be able to implement this digital currency. You know, we as people don't need to download a movie in 5 seconds faster. We don't need that. But they do. They need it to track and control everybody through this new cryptocurrency. And it's coming. It's going to change drastically. Do you think Nixon, in 1971, when he took the U.S. Federal Reserve notes off the gold standard, you think that was a big thing? Wait till Biden gets done. Okay? This is coming, and he's going to outlaw cash, period.
So what do you think is going to happen? Yourself? Yeah, but the November election, you got people going to the polls that are going to basically shift the tide and turn Biden into a lame duck. At least that's what everybody's thinking here. So this is a race. What you're saying, Dr. Ott, is this is a race to see who gets to November first with the gambit that these people are, you know, they want to game the system. Basically, they're going to convert what is in everyone's bank account into digital currency. We already know that the banking laws have this thing about them that when you deposit money in a bank, it becomes a property of the bank. And so there's their control. I mean, even Rothschild said, give me control of a nation's currency. I don't care who makes the laws. I mean, exactly. You know that. I know that. And how are they going to do this as far as converting our bank accounts into digital?
Okay, it's not a Democrat or Republican thing. It's both corrupt sides of the aisle. I got to make that very clear. Whether it's Biden or whether it's Trump resurrected, it really doesn't matter. Don't forget who brought us the pandemic. Okay, it wasn't Biden, and Biden. I'm no fan of him. I'm not a fan of anybody. Okay, it's both sides of a counterfeit coin, to use the coinage terminology or metaphor. Okay. So whether the Democrats take responsibility or credit for it, or the Republicans, but here's what's going to happen. There's going to be a Trojan horse incentive to get people to jump on this with both feet. For instance, okay, you go ahead and sign over and agree to accept this in your bank account. We will give you immediate credit to, because that'll spur the economy. To go out and apply it to gas credits. So suddenly the $4.50 gas or the $6.50 in California now is down to $2.50 a gallon like it was in Trump years. Okay? Oh, well, this is really great because once they get your Trojan horse going with that and then even more credits in mortgage rates or discount rates on people's mortgages. All of this stuff is pre-planned to give a jump start to the economy worldwide now. Okay. So people get on and say, well, this is really cool. It's easy. It's convenient. I have this plastic card. Why not? I mean, it's great. And suddenly people's anger is gone away. They're saying, oh, well, I guess Biden came through. It's not a bad thing. That's the hope of salvaging the midterms, okay? I see that as part of the gambit. But what happens when you're all in and when they got you locked down and they start absolutely applying the second arm of this, which is your social credit scoring, based on your all-important how your buying habits affect the carbon score? Because you're going to be scored based on how evil you are as far as abusing the planet, okay? Going into what's your overall score? What kind of type of a vehicle do you drive? Is it a gas-guzzling diesel or just what? And all this will come into effect, and then suddenly you realize, uh-oh, there's no place to turn. I'm suddenly 10 times worse than I was before this damn thing was introduced. But then, guess what? They got you because they can shut you off, either conform, buy an electric vehicle, get on the waiting list or what have you, get solar panels and wind tunnels or whatever on your hill or your house, and then they got you because there's nowhere else to turn. You're locked in. you will not be able to buy, sell, or trade unless you have the jab, which is the next phase, to have this all self-aware biometrics in your body to be scanned on your forehead and your arm. The technology exists, and they're doing it right now. People don't get this, but in biometrics, you know, the people that have been jabbed in New York City or other big areas, even Salt Lake City, can walk into the biometric scanners at Vivint Smart Home Arena or Barclays Center or Madison Square Garden, and instantly they know if they've been jabbed or not. They also know all about their biometrics. It's already in the computer. Thank you, the jab. That's what they brought to the table. First step. Now, people don't, I mean, I've talked about this on many shows, Dave, and the people's response is, oh, that sounds really out there, Dr. Ross. And then they do their own checking, and they find out, oh, my God, it's exactly right. They don't to carry a card.
You're right. Well, we've been told to start becoming more self-sufficient. Because to me, Dr. Ott, it would seem like the only way that they would have to exercise some sort of control over you is A, if you have a bank account, B, if you have a cell phone, and C, if you have a, you know, I mean, one of several different means of interacting with the economy. It's the only way they can come after you, is it not?
Exactly, and that's been the gambit. Let me just explain to you what happened to me. Back in 1984, I may have told you this before in prior shows, Dave, but I was not always into what I'm doing now. I was actually a chartered financial consultant, CHFC. I won a national scholarship, actually, back to Wall Street for a 4-week grand, you know, elite type of training. The last guest speaker that came to talk to us there at the Marquis Marriott was none other than Chairman of the Federal Reserve, Paul Volcker. And he pulled out, and he was only a 10-minute, you know, cameo type of presentation. But I was not sitting less than 10 feet from him as he opens up his vest, pulls out a brand-new Cuban stogie, a Cuban cigar, bites the end of it off, then proceeds to take out of his money clip, I swear, a $100,000 U.S. Federal Reserve note. The back side of it didn't even look like you'd ever experienced. It was almost like Monopoly money looking. But he showed us, he turns around and shows us the face, $100,000, and then proceeds to crinkle it up, take out his lighter, light up not the cigar, but start burning the $100,000 bill, and then use it to light his stogie. And as he puffs away, go, okay, wow, I'm sitting this, okay, you've got $100,000 to burn. Point well taken, right? And then his message was this, because I was the only Mormon boy there among 20 other Bernsteins and Goldsteins and Goldman Sachs folks, you know, young man wearing the yarmulkes. And he spoke to that section. He said this, he points to his bills, his rolls of big bills, is not for you, he says. No, this is only for, and I quote, the consumption of the goy.
Ooh.
So I didn't know what, I did not know what he meant by goy, Dave. I thought it was, I was a naive young 20-something year old, and I thought, well, GOI, is that an acronym for gross over income? What does that mean? I had no idea. I do
well,
now.
It's a takeoff of goyim? Is that what we're talking about cattle?
Yeah. Yeah, it's their form, the elitist form for subhuman, non-Jewish people that they can actually bilk. The goyim, plural, but goy is the Yiddish term for human livestock, basically.
Oh, my.
Okay?
Craziness.
So he said this. And so I'm sitting there, okay, what does that mean? I'm trying to process this. And then he comes out and he says, the people that I work for, didn't elaborate on who that is. I'm here to tell you now is the Rothschild family, okay? The people that I work for, it may not be in my lifetime, but it will be probably in yours. They will make this, he pulled out another $100,000 bill, the same value as this, he pulled out a $1 bill. So he's saying, do not and do not store and save these. These are for the consumption of the lower class, right? Instead, he pulls out a handful of gold coins, most of which were American Eagle mints from the U.S. Treasury. He had some Krugerrands and some Maple Leafs. And he's shaking, clink, 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 clink. He said, do not do anything but these in what's called the MS-70 series. And I didn't know what that meant. I do now. It's called Mint Series 70 Collectibles. You take these, he said, and he gives a laminated card with hotlines directly to the U.S. Mints, the Treasury Mints, as well as the Canadian Mint and the London Mint and the Australian Mint, if we want to diversify internationally. Buy the MS-70s, he said, and here's where you put them, in numbered bank account vaults in Switzerland. And that's all you do. Right? And he says, I mean all you do. No bonds, no Treasury bonds, no stocks. They're all debt money. He said, don't go there. That's for the goy. I'm sitting here. When I got the gist of what he was finally saying, and that was the end of it, I said, this guy is eccentric and he's nuts. That was my knee-jerk reaction. No, come on. We've just spent 4 months learning how to diversify and to build portfolios and how to build the most incredible risk-averse mutual funds to maximize returns for our clients. We have all this insider trading information, and now you're telling us to forget about that and put it all in coins? That's silly to me.
They've got Congress fooled, too, because look at how much money Pelosi's made since she's been Speaker of the House with all her insider knowledge.
Exactly.
Oh.
He said, any questions? And I did. I raised my hand. And he looks at me, and I never forget, he says, oh, you're the Mormon boy from Utah. Like, really? How does he know me? I said, yes, sir. Your question, I said, well, with all due respect, Chairman Volker, why should we follow your advice and put all of our eggs in just one basket? And he acted like he never even heard me, Dave. He was like, ignored me for about a good 3 minutes or so. It seemed like an eternity, you know? As he continues to puff on his stogie and blow smoke rings out. And then he brings out the coins again from his pocket, jingles them, clink, 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 and makes this, I'll never forget it as long as I live. He said, unless you have these, you have no eggs.
Oh, my. Well, we got some, as anticipated. Yeah, Dr. Ott, we've got calls stacking up right now. Chad in North Carolina, you're on. What's your question for Dr. True Ott?
Yes, sir. I'll try to stay on subject. I and another caller earlier, maybe a day or so ago, mentioned what the country of Ukraine used to be. It was also mentioned in James Perloff's book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior, about land called Khazaria. Are you familiar with that?
Amen.
And,
amen.
I'm not an expert on that. Maybe you could explain.
Absolutely. Well, Perloff's book is right on point. It is the homeland of today's modern, and I quote the Bible, Jews who say they are Jews but are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Read Revelation chapter 3 and chapter 4. That's who is the state of Israel today. It's these Khazarian Ukrainians. The Noah Yuval Hararis, right? The people close to Klaus, the Nazi swab. All these great resets, they're just minions of the Rothschild. If you've ever been to Israel, you'll notice their currency has the image of Rothschild on it. It's their country, all right? So we see what's happening in Mother Russia, where Putin has gone and backed the ruble with gold and has basically usurped the U.S. Federal Reserve note in petrodollar stability, really. And the petrodollar, the U.S. dollar and the petrodollar world currency is eroding fast. And that's what's spurring this whole thing, a movement of the Federal Reserve now. They have no choice but to quit printing and distributing Federal Reserve notes. They have to do it. Otherwise, if they don't, you'll have hyperinflation that will rival what happened in Germany during the Weimar Republic that led the way to Adolf Hitler's ascension. You'll have that. You'll have it. They've already printed so many dollars through quantitative easing and all of these pandemic payoffs. They flooded the U.S. and international markets with Federal Reserve notes. And it's going to have hyperinflation unless they pull it out of circulation. They have to.
All right, so Chad, yeah, we appreciate your call, Chad. Dr. Ott, in passing, when you said this, all these people are drawing unemployment that are basically living off the fat of the Democratic platform, all of a sudden are going to find themselves with nothing. Is that kind of where this is going?
No, they'll be given, they'll be first in the line to say, I got to get my free lunch by the cryptocurrency.
Yeah. Okay. Charles in Ohio, you're on the phone with Dr. Truott. What's your question?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I hope you're well. I just wanted to, it's a pleasure to speak to both of you. I just wanted to thank Dr. Ott for information he's given out, and I wanted to relate to when he hosted the Power Hour, he spoke about his experiences with Dr. Stanley Myers, and I know he's very, very busy, but I was hoping I could send him some information I've made that will explain to him why he received the reception he did in California and why things turn that way. It's just, it's simple. It has to do with everything. I mean, how they've taken the banking system, how they're taking control of our gas and our electricity now. And one more thing, I wish he could address people are acquiring potassium iodine, which is great, but that's the immediate effect of a nuclear problem. Secondary problems, the bloodborne, the soft tissue, the lymphomas that come along, we need to protect ourselves from that too. And one resource I just keep seeing is the depleted deuterium water. And I've looked at the core samples. I glanced at them. I have no real expertise in it, but I looked at the core samples of the deuterium in our water, and the deuterium and tritium are what they're storing in the tanks in Fukushima that they're going to dump in the ocean. And that the effects of that on human health when I looked at the core samples, I was trying to see the correlation between the Chernobyl and the Fukushima and the levels of deuterium and tritium. And I mean, I know that he might not be able to get into all of that, but I just think that's something people really ought to look at, because even now and in antiquity, things that have happened on this globe that basically where we shoot ourselves in the foot and we end up with problems.
No doubt. Well, I appreciate your comments on that, Charles. Dr. Ott, I know this is not far out there, but, I mean, so much for leaving a good carbon footprint. I don't see that happening if Fukushima dumps all that garbage in the ocean.
Yeah, it's not just the ocean. It's our prevailing low-pressure ridges, all of that in precipitation that is the problem. And the color's right, because the groundwaters that percolate down, they're becoming the deuterium that forms the H2O molecule is becoming highly, highly problematic. He's right on point with that. I just want to say that in my formulations of my minerals, and what Dr. Pauling taught me, going back to that first statement, is how to, you have to have the formulation and process the water and have it be deuterium depleted water, DDW. Our water that goes into formulations of all of our minerals, including Healthy Balance, okay, it is depleted of deuterium already. That makes it different water. Our freeze point is like 27 degrees Fahrenheit versus 32 with regular water. It's a whole different animal that makes superior formulations, and that's critical. It really is. all part of how we do it. So he's done his homework. Yeah, the caller was right on point with that, Dave.
All right, well, that's good. We do have the smartest listeners here on the Power Hour, and I'm glad that we had you back on again, Dr. Ott, because obviously this digital currency thing, you really think it's going to come before the elections in November?
I do. They have to for a number of reasons, because they're artificially holding down inflation rates and gross, you know, the product consumer price index, the CPIs. It should be more like 25% inflations in the month of April. They're absolutely holding it down the best they can by doing what? By trying to restrict the flow as much as they can of the currency now. But they can't hold the floodgates back. They have no choice. It's going to have to come. So I think as early as June 15th, the Fed meets on the 15th of June. I think Biden will issue he's a puppet. He's a parrot. It's not him doing anything. He's just doing what his handlers are telling him to do that. Okay. So, yeah,
well,
it's going to come very soon. It'll be shocking.
It will be. And people need to wake up and understand. You better get prepared. You didn't have a whole lot of time. We are at the end of this segment. Dr. Ott, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll have you back again soon. I know it's just never enough. There's so much conversation to be had here. We're going to be joined with the Oklahoma gubernatorial candidate for this year, Dr. Mark Sherwood, after the break. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.